It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I are in the studio, and we're prepping for these summer weekends that just seem to fly by. But Bob and I both have a pool in our backyards, and you know what? All that does is attract people all summer long. I put in a heater this year, and of course we've had 6 or 7 90-degree days, which Mother Nature has kept the heat in the pool pretty good, but it gained me access for about a week earlier than I think I normally would have had, and it's comfortable. It's really comfortable. But at the end of the day, I'm doing a lot of grilling, Bob, around the pool. People come over, and damn if they aren't hungry at some point when they're there, and thirsty. So this is kind of new, but not really. I know you experience the same thing, but hey, the activity helps the pool, right?
That's right. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a beautiful weekend in the Great Lakes, and thanks for joining us. Whether you're in one of our Great Lakes, a little pond, or you've got a cement pond in your backyard, it's that time of year when we can all really, really appreciate Michigan. I took my bride up to Whipple. And
talk about appreciating Michigan. Was that your appreciation or hers? There's not a lot going on at Whipple.
Well, you know, it's pretty cool to be out in the middle of 400 acres with a private lake in the middle.
Yep.
The water level was down, but we kicked up a lot of deer.
Yeah.
We took the mule up, and I took her for a little mule ride, and we had some fun.
That'd be a four-wheeled mule, not a four-legged one.
Kawasaki mule.
Yeah.
But just climbed over berms and logs, and it was probably a little rougher than she was anticipating.
But then, I've been in that passenger seat before.
Well, it does go anywhere,
right? Yeah,
till it doesn't.
Yeah, right, exactly. Till it doesn't anymore. That's when you dump your beer.
So anyway, it is a great time of the year, and it's always a good time in the Great Lakes states. And it's just nice to have, like this year, no mosquitoes.
Right. I don't know why. Maybe the dryness.
Yes.
Is got them.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. This week we had these 90-degree days, and you get those pop-up thunderstorms, but they dump a lot of water, but in a short period of time. So I think that it dries right out again because it's been so dry that I think that helps our lack of skeeter population.
I do not have sprinklers underground anyway. But I have a bluegrass lawn service putting on all my stuff, which is really nice per your recommendation. Thank you.
Yep.
And my lawn looks better than it's ever looked.
Right.
But I also invested in some new hose and sprinklers, and I'm paying a little more attention to
sure.
it since my schedule is a lot easier. I'm not on the road every day and gone all week, so I can pay attention to things in the afternoon and at night. And
right.
It's just so nice. Our pool's at about 84 degrees. And
yep.
Just get done and just we got an outdoor shower there. I just rinse all the grass and all the junk off. And since I've been mowing a lot more area and taming some of the wild around our lawn and been able to find the poison ivy, I have not had serious
poison ivy. You found it before it found you?
Yes.
That's the key.
Not had serious poison ivy, so hopefully there'll be none of that. But hey, listen, we're going to talk about Father's Day and how you can treat your dad if you still have one, or your husband for Father's Day if he has sired your family.
Right.
And we want to make sure that you have a few heads up, because sometimes what you think dad wants isn't the same thing as what dad thinks dad wants.
Yeah.
So I can speak from my own experience. I'm always hesitant to open gifts anymore because I must be that picky, or I have everything or whatever, but what I don't want to see is a dress shirt.
Right? Yeah.
So
ties went by the wayside about 15 years ago.
Yeah, God forbid.
But a dress shirt, you're right.
So we're going to talk about some good food you can grill, Dad, and maybe some cool grill ideas, some little gifts, some little things you can get, Dad, for the grilling area or camping to grill with.
Right.
And just kind of do that. But one of the things that I really loved the first time I did was grilling soft-shelled crabs.
See, and that's something I'll come clean. I've never eaten one. It just seems odd to me. I've watched on the Food Network and, you know, all over the East Coast, this is like a delicacy. I feel I'm missing something, but I don't know what I'm missing.
Well, go down to the Fishmongers in the market. I know you like that place.
Right, yep.
And just pick a few
downtown
up,
market.
Take them home and throw them on one of your grills.
It's just that easy, right? You don't have to do anything to them but throw on a grill. Just don't let them crawl out of the bag on your way home. No,
right.
they're already. Are these the ones that you get live, or are they already? They're already dead.
Well, in the Great Lakes, you're going to find that they're on ice.
Yeah, right. But I mean, because you can get lobsters live, right?
Yeah.
And we don't raise those around here either. I didn't know if the crabs came that way or not.
Not the type you grill.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
And speaking of crabs, fresh crab. Crab legs,
yep.
Those are all great things to put on the grill.
Now, the crab legs, the king crab legs,
right.
The one I think they come from Alaska or cold water somewhere,
yep,
guaranteed, and Russia or wherever they are. Those things are now like $25.99 a pound, and that includes the shell, right? You're buying, so that meat
it.
Is
yeah.
a delicacy,
yeah.
right? So you don't
so
want to ruin
good.
It if you get it. So here's what I think everybody that's eaten them probably knows this, but it's worth mentioning. They're already cooked when you get them, okay? Because they cook them and flash freeze them, and that's how they package them and get them to us. So all you really want to do is kind of steam them or warm them up.
Heat them up.
Right? So when you throw these things on the grill, and they go really well on the grill, but you don't want to put them on there too long. You just want to get them heated through.
Right. They'll get kind of rubbery otherwise.
Right.
Just
yep.
like shrimp.
But they're awesome. They
yeah.
are absolutely awesome. And
it's
I would
probably
not,
my favorite shellfish.
Right. I would not crack them open either before you grill them. I would leave them whole, the shell whole. Some people will crack them in half and when they steam them, but I wouldn't do that. The grill is going to burn that meat. It's super tender
yep.
and super delicate. You're going to want that shell on the outside of there. But, man.
Just invest in a few shell crackers.
Yeah. Kind of like a nutcracker only for shells. Right.
Yeah.
But
so
anyway, and then a little drawn butter. Take salted butter because it's a little salt on that seafood is good. Melt that down, and then you'll get the whey on top, and then the butter down below.
A little minced garlic in there
right,
is good.
Yep. And you skim that whey off there, and then you've got what's called clarified butter, and it's super flavorful. Like Bob said, put a little seasoning in there, a little garlic. Or whatever, and man, just a little dunk of that, you're in hog heaven or crab heaven,
and,
I guess it might be.
For me, I don't care about the aesthetics, so I'm not even going to skim the whey.
just dunk
butter,
right through
butter's
it.
Too precious. Yeah,
yeah,
I just want all of it.
Yep.
And
it's
that,
good.
That's
all good.
Absolutely fantastic on the grill.
Yeah.
In the next segment, though, we want to talk about some perfect things you can make for Dad, and I'm thinking. There's so many things. We're going to narrow it down just a little bit, but we're going to tell you some techniques. Let's put
right.
it that way.
Yep, and never forget that grilling is a one-handed discipline. The other hand, you need to have a cold beverage, right? So this is a great thing to remember for Father's Day is get Dad a 6-pack or a 12-pack or a fifth. Or
we can help you there, too.
Right, of whatever beverage Dad likes and something that he doesn't drink every day. Because
yeah.
it's a special day, just like Mother's Day and anniversaries and birthdays. This is Father's Day. So you just gotta buy Dad a little bottle of something, and it'll be all good.
So you better do some practicing on that grill, because you don't want to screw up his big meal.
That's right. Exactly. So coming up next, we'll get into that. Maybe a little beer can time. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.